One of the Aseres Hadibros, one of the Ten Commandments, Ten Principles, Ten Sayings, is the mitzvah of Kivud Av V'Em, the mitzvah of honoring one's mother and father, honoring one's parents. It's a central belief in Judaism. And hence it's in the Aseres Hadibros. The Shaila is, what about a Gentile? Is a non-Jew obligated in Kivud Av V'Em? And I'm saying from a Jewish point of view, is a Gentile obligated in Kivud Av V'Em? So generally, where do we find the obligations of a Gentile? And we look to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the seven universal laws. So what are the seven universal laws? So the way I remember it is the big three, the three commandments we have to give up our life for. Usually it's better to mechal Shabbos and save a life, so you could keep many more mitzvahs. However, the three exceptions to the rule are if someone puts a gun to it and says, murder someone, worship idol worship, or commit illicit relations, so then we say better to give up your life al kiddush Hashem than to die with that these sins on your neshama. So the big three: murder, idolatry, and adultery. And then Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Aver Minachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. So Aver Minachai, eating a limb from a live animal, Birkas Hashem, cursing out God, it's a euphemism, Gezel, kidnapping, stealing, and Dalet Dinim. So at first glance, it looks like we have our answer. I don't find Kivud Av V'Em in the seven universal laws, Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So hence, the Pasha says a non-Jew is not obligated. However, if you look in Chazal, we seem to find not that way. Chazal seemed to tell us in different areas by Noach, by Avraham, and the Rambam says it explicitly that a non-Jew is chayiv in Kivud Av V'Em. So if that's the case, so what's its source? You find that a non-Jew is chayiv in Kivud Av V'Em. If we usually go to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and we don't find it, so what would be the basis? So either we have to go back and re-examine some of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and then maybe we could find it. Or if not, we'd have to come up with another principle that would explain a Gentile being obligated in the mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah, even though it's not literally one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So number one, if someone answer, it falls under the rubric of Birkas Hashem, of a euphemism for cursing God, like the famous Rav Sajagon, in a different context, that really the 613 mitzvahs equal the Aseres Hadibros. 6 + 1 + 3 = 10. The 613 commandments equal the 10 sayings. In other words, and Rav Sajagon wrote a sefer on it. If you go down to the root of all the 613 mitzvahs, you will find its source. So for instance, where do we find keeping Pesach in the Torah? That would fall under Zorcha Shom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, that it, remember the holy days, not the Shabbos Yom Tov as well. Where we see not to embarrass someone publicly, we see those shall not murder. So the Sajagon has to say, so we have this concept even in Judaism. Rav Sajagon says that the Aseres Hadibros will equal the 613 commandments. So Mefarshim say also you don't just take Birkas Hashem isn't just literally cursing God, but it means cursing our creator. And as the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, we all have three creators, Mommy, Daddy, and God, not necessarily in that order. And therefore, it falls under the rubric of Birkas Hashem. That's why, in fact, something, what is Kivud Avim doing on the first side of the tablets? Isn't that on Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lamakom? And the second tablet is Ben Amachaver. The answer is Kivud Avim is both. On one hand, they're people, but they're also our creators. So therefore, answer number one is, it falls under the rubric of Birkas Hashem. And hence, that's where we find that a non-Jew is obligated in honoring one's parents. A2 is, it falls under the halacha of dinim. This whole machok is Rambam. How extensive is dinim? But the Ramban writes, it's a hochosh mishpat. But the Rambam writes, basically, dinim, it's to enforce the rules. It's to, in order for society to function, you have to have dinim. And therefore, honoring one's parents as well falls under the, so that falls under the rubric of dinim, because a society that doesn't listen to the parents, Kivud Avim, they're not going to respect authority. And therefore, Kivud Avim is included in the mitzvah of dinim. And thirdly, Enoch Einami. So the first two answers are saying they're included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Answer number three is saying, no, Enoch Einami, it's not included. So if they're not included, so how are they chayev? So they had a new category as any mitzvah sichlis, any rational, logical mitzvah. In other words, the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, those are because those you have to spell out. But any other logical mitzvah, the mitzvah sichlis, that makes sense. So therefore, I don't need the Torah to tell them they have to do it. It's obvious. So therefore, what more common sense mitzvah than Kivud Avim? The parents brought you into this world. You owe them everything. So what other option do you have? So of course, it falls under mitzvah sichlis, and therefore, that's how we know a non-Jew is obligated in Kivud Avim, because it's a logical mitzvah. It seems to go against the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin with Dama ben Nesina, the Gemara says that what? With Dama ben Nesina, that basically the Gemara learned that if Dama ben Nesina, basically, he had a very expensive jewel, with different versions of what he had. We talk about the Paraduma, other things. The bottom line is, he had something very precious he could have made a lot of money on, but he didn't want to wake up his father. Let me point out, it was for him. If your father wanted it, then he'd want you to wake you up. But let's say it belonged to you. So he gave up, he was Moser Nefesh, and therefore he got rewarded. But the question is, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, let's go look at Dama ben Nesina. If Dama ben Nesina, who's not obligated in Kivud Avim, and yet look how far he went, Alachas Kama Vakama, a Jew has to go for Kivud Avim. So what do we see clearly from the Gemara in Kiddushin? A non-Jew is not Chayev in Kivud Avim. Look how much we could learn from Dama ben Nesina, who wasn't obligated. What about all the sources we brought down? What about the mitzvah sichlis? So at least regarding the third answer, we have an answer. The Gemara is in Akasha, because what's a mitzvah sichlis? Not cursing out your parents, not punching them in the face, not talking to them in a negative fashion. That's seichel, that's common sense, mitzvah sichlis. However, to give up $1 million not to wake up your parents, that doesn't make any sense. It's certainly not logical. So in terms of the mitzvah sichlis part, to that, the Gemara is saying you're exempt in a case of a non-Jew is exempt in a case where it doesn't, let's say, the regular logic wouldn't necessarily dictate, but a Jew has to go so far, even when it's not necessarily pure logic, but when the Torah gives us the halachas of Kibbutz Avim, we even have to go further. So, to summarize, we have three explanations. Why is a non-Jew obligated in Kibbutz Avim, which seems to be from, Chazal learned out from Noach Avram, the Rambam writes it explicitly. So, and yet it's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, or is it? So we said, A1, it's in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it's in the Birkas Hashem, is our parents, our creators. Also, you can't curse out God, you can't curse out your parents, the mitzvah of honoring one's parents. A2 is that it's under dinim, that it, any society is going to function, you have to have respect for society, respect for elders, and that begins at home. And therefore, Kibbutz Avim is the foundation of society. And A3 is economics, not in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, any mitzvah sichlis, a non-Jew, is obligated. And so the bottom line is, Mr. Rambam writes that, of course, a non-Jew is obligated, because how does it look? And that's where the Rambam talks about, certainly if a non-Jew is obligated in Kibbutz Avim, so when he's not Jewish, he honors his father, his mother. And when he converts to Judaism, he's not going to. So even to, so of course, a ger has to respect his father, or else it looks terrible on Judaism anyway. So that's the yesod that non-Jews are obligated in Kibbutz Avim.